Hi guys, and welcome to another podcast from BetfairTradingCommunity.com. Today is a really interesting subject because it's a question I get asked all the time, and it's simply the subject of points. And what I mean by points is when people say things like, I traded 2 points on this selection, or I won 3 points on this trade. So if you've been around trading long enough, you've probably heard people talking like that, and you might be thinking, what the hell are points? I don't know what they are. You know, what are they? I don't really understand what that means. I've won 3 points. So I'm going to get into that a bit today, go into that in a bit of depth. But more importantly than the actual definition, actually explain why people use the term and not, for example, a financial figure, which is the alternative. But I've called this podcast Points Mean Prizes, Betfair Trading, Important Reason Traders Use Points. So this is the important reason that traders use points. And like I say, it's a question I get asked all the time as a pro Betfair trader. What does the term points mean when referring to people's trading results? Well, like I say, Betfair Exchange traders, you'll have probably heard them say, I make 2 points profit today, or I'm staking 3 points on this. So what does it mean? And like, and as I said, what's more important to us really is, why is it used? So I'll start with the definition. Now, the key thing that I will say here is that this is very much my personal way of looking at this. This is a kind of my personal definition. Now, some people may have a slightly different definition. Some people might have a slightly different way of using points, but this is how I use them. I think this is the best way to use them because it's so clear and so easy for everyone to understand and follow. And that is this. Traders who refer to points when stating a betting amount are usually referring to a percentage of their bankroll that they have placed on a trade or instead won on a trade. So, in the example I've said before, if someone said they were trading 2 points, in my definition, in the way I use it, the way many other people use it, that would mean they're using 2% of their bankroll. So let's say they have £1,000 bankroll. When they say they're trading 2 points, what's 2% of 1,000? It's £20. So that means they are putting £20 on because that's their bankroll size. So hopefully that's pretty clear. They were risking 2% of their bankroll on that trade. Looking at it from the other direction, if a sports trader said they made 3 points on their pick, it would usually mean that they've made 3%. So they made a 3% profit. So in the same example of the £1,000 bankroll, 3% profit would be £30. So if I'd made £30, that would be 3 points or 3%, whatever way you want to look at it. Now, you can also kind of term it as units. So a lot of Betfair traders will split their bankroll into 100 units, which is very similar to using percent, of course, isn't it? Because, you know, we got to 100%, 100 units. And if you're dividing that, it's all very similar. And so if someone said they've made 3 units, again, that would usually mean 3% in that sense. If they had 100 unit bankroll, it definitely would mean that. So, you know, why is this important? Well, the reality is, using these calculations make it much easier mathematically, A, to keep records, and B, to kind of measure your success. So when you're using percentages, it's very easy to measure success, you know, no matter how much money you've got in the first place. If I make 50% profit, or if I make 5% profit, the reality is I've done better in the first instance. Now, I'll talk a little bit further on about why financial figures can be misleading in that respect, because if I've got a massive bankroll and I make 5%, that could be more than someone who uses a small bankroll and makes 50%. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I've made a better trade just because I've made more actual money. This is a key thing, and this is one of the absolute keys to why people use points. And like I say, one of the key reasons I bring this up, and probably the key reason I get asked this so much, is being a successful Betfair trader and creating great trading systems and strategies, yes, that is one big part of becoming a pro trader. But another big part that's often overlooked, and far too often overlooked in my book, is being able to keep records and measure the results in the right way. It's such a huge part of ultimately reaching, you know, your goal of making money from trading, of becoming, as a lot of you who are listening are going to want to, become a professional Betfair trader. So using things like points, units or percentages makes things very easy to track, because obviously dividing them up, working all that stuff out, it's mathematically, it's a lot more simple than, say, you're trying to use a bankroll of, I don't know, 130 points and then trying to work all that out. We can usually work within 100 units and dividing things by 100 or 10, find it a lot easier, obviously, than dividing things by 130, etc. So, yeah, from a mathematical perspective, it makes so much sense. But there's actually a more important reason to use points and units when you're referring to things. And like I say, what you will tend to find is that, in my opinion, the better the trader, the more likely they are using some kind of unit or point system when they describe their trades. I think people who use financial figures are either boasting, I don't know, or I don't know, is it an ego thing? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure of the benefit of using financial figures. And I'll explain why. Like I say, why do Betfair traders talk about points and units rather than actual staking amounts in financial figures? One thing, and this used to drive me crazy, right? Because remember, and I think one of the key things I always want people to remember when they listen to these podcasts is that I was on whatever stage of the journey you're at, I was on it, right? So I was at that stage of your journey. I went from the absolute, you know, novice trader to being a pro trader. I had a very bumpy journey. You know, there weren't the resources you've got now. You know, betfairtradingcommunity.com didn't exist. So I couldn't just go and get trained and learn. You know, I couldn't just take the academy course, for instance, and just learn everything that I need to know to get started with trading. I had to learn all that stuff from the ground up. And obviously that took a lot longer. So whatever stage of the journey you're on, I've been there, and I've probably experienced the exact same things you have, both positive and negative, along the way. One thing I really try and do, and hopefully this comes across, and I've had a lot of feedback that it does, so I'm quite confident that it does. Obviously, like I say, I get so many positive messages from everyone about these podcasts, and again, I do like to take the time to thank you guys for that as well, because I know that obviously you're taking time out of your days to thank me and talk to me and kind of praise me. And at the same time, I want to thank you guys, because at the end of the day, it's you guys who are listening that make the difference, make it all worthwhile. And it's those kind words, and that, you know, and actually knowing that I'm helping, you know, there's nothing better than when someone comes to me and said, I was struggling trading, now I'm making profit, or now I'm making, you know, semi living out of it, or now I've even turned pro. You know, when you get that across the journey, it's just fantastic to hear. So, you know, thanks guys, and like I say, it's all about you, and that's the reason I keep doing it, because like I say, the, you know, if it wasn't being responded to well, obviously there wouldn't be a lot of point doing it, but obviously people really enjoy listening to this. But one thing I really make sure of is I keep my mind reminded of what I was and what I went through, because it would be so easy for me to sit up here on my ivory tower as a pro trader and say, oh, do this, it's obvious. The reality is, new traders don't know a lot of this stuff. New traders, you know, it's like any profession, right? Let's say I went to be a doctor. If a doctor looked down at me on, because I was a first year med student, because I didn't know something about medicine, that would be insane, right? But people tend to do this. I always hate it because I see it sometimes in trading. You know, you see some of these pros out there and the way they talk to newbies or just people who don't quite understand something. Quite frankly, it disgusts me, right? You know, and thankfully at BTC, Betfair Trading Community.com, we've created an environment where that doesn't happen. You know, and if you are that sort of person who has the kind of ego where you have to feel greater than everyone else just because you're further along a journey that probably you started a lot earlier than this other person did, so logically you would be, then you're not going to last, you know. And fortunately, like I say, we haven't actually had to remove anyone in a long time because people kind of get what Betfair Trading Community is, and you know, people respond well to it, and people, like, you know, we get some really open and honest people talking about their struggles and we really help them. What use is it to sit there in your ivory tower just because you're a pro trader and look down on someone who doesn't understand something? There's nothing in this game that annoys me more. On Facebook, oh my God, that is a horrific place, you know. We used to be on Facebook, and thank God we've left, because, you know, whilst our group was all right, because, like I say, we created that atmosphere, some of these groups, you know, and things on Facebook, and some of the people, the things they come out with, you know, it's, let's be honest, it's quite frankly, you know, it's disgusting. Even if you ignore all the slander that people like to talk, you know, just some of the way people talk to each other, just because they don't know something, or just because they don't necessarily agree 100%. So one of the things that I really did used to get sick of as a trader in my early days of learning on the Betfair Exchange was people just coming out with random statements like, oh, I made £50, or I just won £1,000. Now, I'm not talking about someone who's genuinely excited and they're just expressing, oh, I've done well, you know, I've been struggling. It's normally someone who would wind me up would be an ego thing where they're like, oh, I've done this, oh, I'm so great, etc., etc. But the bigger problem, forget all that ego stuff, whatever. The biggest problem with statements like, oh, I've made £50 or I've made £1,000, there's no context, right? So anyone who's a trader who's trying to learn or trying to improve or just trying to talk to other traders and network and things that we do on Betfair Trading Community, you're going to get annoyed because there's no context to this. The statements tell you very little other than, well, they made some money, right? But we've got no idea how. We've got no idea what their selection was. We've got no idea whether it was actually a good trade. And I'll give you some context to why I believe this. Let's look at it. I've got a couple of examples here. So A, we made £50. Was it a good trade in terms of liability to profit? I've no idea. You could have bet £10,000. You could have risked like 10 grand or even 1,000. Let's say 1,000 at what, 1.05, and made £50. Is that a clever bet? Well, if £1,000 is your whole bankroll and you've just bet it to make £50 at a 1.05 shot, that's insane, right? Your bankroll. You're going to end up losing your bankroll doing that. But also, let's look at it from this point of view that, okay, let's say you bet £1,000, you made £50, 1.05 winner, well done. However, the same person who made £50 could have bet £10 and made £50. So they could have made 500% profit on their trade, which is much better, obviously, than making, like, what is it, 5%? Profit on their trade. So it's one of those things where you're kind of like, the result is the same amount of money, isn't it? £50 in both instances, but one of these trades is clearly light years better than the other. So again, it doesn't really help me when someone's using a financial figure, because it doesn't tell me anything. Now, if someone had said, right, I made 5 points profit, I go, well done, that's great. And then someone says, I made 1 point profit, nice, you still made a profit. The reality is, the 5 points profit is a more successful trade. But the person who made 1 point, if they're using, let's say they're using the example of the 10,000 pound bankroll, well, they could have made £100, right? They could have made £100. And the guy who made 5 points profit might have only made £50. So one's made £50 more. But that's only because of the bankroll they're using. It's not because of their talent as a trader. So the second example I'll give of this was it a sensible trade to make given your bankroll? Okay, we don't know. If you just say I won a grand or I won £50, I don't know if you were sensible, if you're clever, if you managed your bankroll particularly well. Let's say, like I said before, you risked the whole £1,000 to make £50. Well, if that's your whole bankroll, you might feel good about the £50 profit, but you're going to lose your bankroll. Eventually, you're going to lose your bankroll. If you're betting everything on a trade every time, you're going to use your bankroll. So, of course, it's nice to make £50. But in this example, the trader is not really displaying any talent whatsoever. You know, I'd say most, for want of a better phrase, most dum-dum off the street could pick a 1.05 winner every now and then, right? Because they're going to win 95% of the time. So they're not displaying talent, they're on the right path to becoming a pro. Yet, because of their statement, I've made £50, it kind of gives you the impression they are. So that's why financial figures can be really unhelpful, because there's some unhidden truths that they don't really tell you. Whereas when you use percentages, points, you can actually see, okay, so they made that on their bankroll, that's clever. They were staking correctly. They only staked 1 point and they made 5 points profit. Fantastic. Right? Here's something kind of similar that has always irked me even more. And this is when people, I've heard this so many times that I'd be surprised if A, you hadn't fallen into this trap yourself, which a few will have done, but more likely you've heard a friend say this. Now, think about the people that you know who go into Betfred or Bet365, they have shops. So Betfred or Coral or Ladbrokes on a weekend, spend some of their, you know, money they've made that week and whatever. You know, the kind of people that will go in and bet on a horse because they like the name, or they'll just back a football team that they support with no real evidence or thought that it's a value price. Any old price going, just stick a tenner on it, right? Fine. But this is one thing that always kind of irks me in that situation. And I cannot tell you how many people have said this to me in my life. It's crazy. So let's just imagine I'm talking to a friend, right? So the friend says, I just won £100. My reply, nice one. What was the bet? Friend says, I bet £50 at evens on Norwich City to win their football match today. So think about this. They've just said they've won £100, but they bet £50 on evens. So my reply to them is, oh, so you won £50. The other £50 was your money in the first place. So you haven't won £100. You've got £100 back, but you've only made £50 profit. You've only won £50. And your friend says, no, I got £100 back, so I won £100. And me, at that point, I just face palm, you know, head in my hands. Bookies are very clever, right? They're so clever that they've actually managed to convince thousands of people that money they get back from their original stake is winnings. It's crazy, right? If I invest £1,000 and I get £2,000 back from my investment, that's £1,000 profit, right? I can't then go, yeah, I made £2,000 on that. You wouldn't say, I think it, when you're investing, it makes more sense. I think more people don't fall into the trap. They do think, yeah, I only made £1,000, you know. When I look at my portfolio, I'm with Hargreaves. So when I look at my portfolio on there every year, I'm looking at the percentages. I'm looking at the money made that year. I'm not looking at the total figure and going, that's the money I've made, because I put some money in every month to it. So that's not the money I've made. The important figures are the ones that show the profit and how much money has increased from the amount I've invested. Why do I bring this up when talking about this? Because there is some relevance here. It's the thing of, when you start thinking about financial figures, it's important that you understand them. It's important that you understand what you're doing. In this case, the person doesn't really understand return on investment. They don't understand that, yeah, it's brilliant. They've made 100% profit, but they haven't made £100. They've made £50 in this example. So it's kind of getting your head around that and going, okay, well, let's look at it in terms of units and percentages and things like that. When you look at it that way, it's a lot easier to understand and see it. So let's get back to the topic at hand. Why do we use points instead of financial figures? They are simply a more accurate way of measuring success. If I make 2% profit and another trader makes 5% profit, then that other trader has had more success than me. And there's no doubt about that. If I make a trade, forget the sums involved. If I make a trade and make 2%, someone else makes one and makes 5%. They've done better. Statistically, they've made a better trade, right? They have made more money in terms of their outlay to profit ratio based on this respective bankroll. So in this instance, I'm assuming that it doesn't matter what bankroll someone has. As long as you're staking sensibly, the person who makes 5%, the person who makes 2%, the person who made 5% has done better, right? Now, I might be happy with my 2%. I'm often very happy with 2% return on investment to my bankroll because, you know, I don't stake massively, as you know. I'm very careful with the percentage of my bankroll. It's often only 1% or 2% I stake, unless it's quite a deep trade, and then I might look towards 5% to 10%. But I'm certainly not going much above that, if ever. And certainly if it's one I'm letting run, I'm definitely not going above 1% or 2%. But here's the thing, right? Let's say this example I've used where I've made the 2%, someone else made 5%. Let's say I'm using a standard pro trader's bankroll. So I think most people kind of think of a trader's bankroll. I kind of always use the figure of £10,000 as a really solid bankroll for a professional to use. Now, if I'd made 2%, I would have made £200. Okay, 10 grand, 2%, 200. The other trader who made 5% profit, let's say they're using a £100 bankroll. So in this instance, they've made £5. Lovely return on investment. If in this example, I had simply stated and gone out there and just gone, I've made £200 today, with no context, no points or percentages or units. Do you think the other trader would even pipe up about the £5 they made? I think they probably wouldn't. I think they'd go, ah, it's a fiver. He's made 200. There's not much point me mentioning it. So in doing this and stating about the 200 rather than saying I made 2% or I made 2 points, the financial figure has actually hidden the fact that relative to bankroll, the trader with the £100 bankroll actually did better than me. They actually did better than me because they made 5%, I made 2%. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, well, Martin, you made £195 more. So how on earth have they done better than you? But you have to look beyond that figure. You have to look beyond the financial figure and actually understand trading in a deeper way. I did not do better. That statement is not true, and here is why. When you trade using points and percentages, you can scale up your trading and still have the same results, right? So let's assume that we're trading in really liquid markets. And by that, I mean markets that have a lot of money in them. So let's say, you know, the top leagues in Europe, the top leagues in maybe South America and Asia and wherever else there's money. Right. Or let's say we're not even trading football. Let's say horse racing. You know, we're trading the UK racing where there's so much liquidity and money. Right. You will be able to scale up your trading. And if you're making 5% at the £100 level, there's no reason to think you can't make 5% at the £10,000 level and make £500. Because the reality is, percentages are the same. So your opportunity to scale up is huge. The only limiting factor, as I've mentioned, is liquidity. But if you're trading in liquid markets, this shouldn't really be an issue. And this is the true test of how good you are as a Betfair trader. Okay, too many people are focused on the actual financial figure, right? They go, oh, I've only made 50 quid, you know, these last few months. Well, if you start with a £100 bankroll and you've increased it 50%, that's a good result. In fact, as a new trader, that's fantastic. And if you're trying to really build a bankroll slowly, that's fantastic, right? But some people look at that and go, oh, no, it's not that great. It's like, actually, that's fantastic. Think about your investments, right? So let's say you invest in stocks and shares like I do. I'm happy if I make 7%, 8% 1 year. I'm very happy when that happens, right? You've just made 50% on your money in a few months. And the reality is you'll be able to scale that up, right? If you're trading in liquid markets, you'll be able to scale that up. So there's so much opportunity there. And I think this is such a true test of how good you are as a Betfair trader. Forget the financial figure. That's just a smokescreen. What really matters is how well your points and percentages are doing. Let's look at it this way. If I'd looked at some of the pro traders when I was learning the game and the money they were making, and I'd really taken that sit and gone, oh, they're making so much more money than me. If I'd just looked at the financial figures, I'd probably have packed it in. I'd have gone, well, what's the point? These guys are making thousands and I'm making pennies. But the reality is, percentage-wise, I was doing as well, if not better than them. And that's just a fact. You know, I would compare with some people. I mean, people will know that one very famous trader was a member of our group for a long time. And so, you know, we kind of got to know them well. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because what you'll know is that, like I say, if you're doing well at trading and you can scale it up, there's no reason you can't be a pro. There's no reason you can't go up the levels. It's not like poker. So if you've ever played poker, and I used to play a bit when I was much younger, when the poker boom kind of happened in the early 2000s, I really wanted to be a pro poker player for a while there, and I would play. But my God, you couldn't go up the levels, because the players got so much better. It was impossible to make money. These guys would just rinse you. They were so much better than you. Reality is, Betfair trading doesn't work that way. You don't then suddenly compete against other players. Everyone is there from the start. So if you're doing well at your £100 level, and like I say, the markets have money in them, there's absolutely no reason you can't do well at the £10,000 level. That's the truth, right? That is the huge difference. And that is why financial figures are a lot less important, actually, than points, units, and percentages. That's the real test of a trader. So I'm kind of going to give one final example just to kind of, you know, nail this into the ground and say this is true. Here's the proof. When the other trader, in the example I just mentioned, has reached my level and uses a £10,000 bankroll instead of £100 bankroll, and they make 5%, they will make £500. Now, that is £300 more than I made with my 2%, my £200. How much better does that trader look now? Exact same trade, right? He's done the exact same trade, exact same result. Just scaled up. This trader has made a better trade than me and can expect to have a similar success level at the higher levels. The only thing that can stop this is liquidity. As I've mentioned a few times, that is literally the only thing that can stop it. If the money's there, there's no reason you can't scale up. This is why it's worth learning and going from that low level and working your way up and take it from someone who's been there, who's done it. You know, put that year or two into it. Really give it a good go. There's nothing that saddens me more than when people who are decent traders just pack it in after 6 months and go, oh, well, you know, I'm only using small. It's like, it doesn't matter. You can scale this up. You can save money. If you really get good, you can save money. If you're good at this, if you prove it over time, if you reduce the risks that way, that's what you should do. Because you've got a cracking career potentially waiting for you here. You know, whilst you're struggling, whilst you've maybe been so sad seeing so many people furloughed, and I know some people are enjoying being furloughed because of not having to work, but actually most people would rather have the extra, you know, whatever, 30% wage that they were getting and still be working. And, you know, I totally get that. I would struggle not working. I really would. That's why I've chosen a career that I work for myself. I'm always going to be able to work. No one can tell me I'm sacked from Betfair Trading. No one can sack me, right? So, like I say, you can scale it up. Don't lose hope. If you're doing well at the lower levels, you can scale. Maybe you go, Martin, I can't afford to scale up. I need to. That's fine. But an opportunity will probably come where you can start saving, where you can start putting some money towards that career. And, you know, who knows? You could scale up over time. Use that small bankroll. Keep scaling up. You might have a £10,000 bankroll before you know it. If you're not withdrawing your winnings, you can use compound interest. And that's one of the things we recommend strongly. The one thing I you don't want to do before you've done this 1-2 years hard graft, really learnt your trade, is just come in, none of that experience, and go, bang, 10 grand. I've got this. I've saved this. There you go. That's when it's risk. That's when it's massive risk. And, you know, like I say, you're playing with fire. But so many people give up so early. You know, so many people give up after 2 months. And I just think, why did you start, right? If you're the kind of person that wants to give up something after 2 months, then here's the problem with it, right? People can do what they want. So if you want to give up after 2 months, you can do that. That's your prerogative. Here's the problem. You've got no idea if you're a good trader or not at that point, because you've not given yourself the chance to learn it. If I went and studied medicine and I gave up after 2 months, I wouldn't really know if I was going to be a good doctor. People might tell me one way or the other, but I wouldn't know. No, they train for like 5 years plus more. So how could I possibly know? And most professions where you actually have to learn a lot. So I'm not talking necessarily about things where, you know, you can go in and kind of get stuck in straight away. I'm talking about things where you have to learn, like trading, where you have to learn a real skill that takes time, that's got nuance, that takes some, you know, almost some required reading. You know, and I think of Betfair Trading Community as required reading for people, because there's so much learning that needs to be done, but that can be done and that's out there. And I liked it because this year so many people have kind of coined us the Betfair University, and I love that. That's what I love the thought of Betfair Trading Community being, the university where we can teach people to trade. This is basically the closest you're going to get to a uni course on Betfair Trading, right? And that's the fantastic thing. The opportunity is there. So hopefully I've demonstrated why Betfair traders use points systems, why they're better than financial figures. It's a much more accurate way of measuring results than financial figures. Like I say, financial figures can often hide some of the truth, can't they? Behind the figures, you know. If you've got any questions or you ever need any help, just speak to me on the forum. You know, speak to me or Ryan or Adam on the forum. You can email me as well. So info@betfairtradingcommunity.com. Here's the thing. I always respond to people. Sometimes I miss it. So sometimes an email might not come through, et cetera, and I've had people follow up and say, hey, you didn't reply. I'll reply now. So, you know, if I do take a while, if I miss it, give me a nudge. But I do reply to everyone. So, you know, get in touch. And like I say, if I don't manage to get back to you straight away, get in touch again. The truth is, the email's probably got lost or something like that, because I check the inbox almost daily, and I reply to everything in there that, that asks me something, because I just want to help people. You know, that was the big part of the reason I joined BTC, to network, to become part of something great like this. It wasn't to actually work with BTC. That was kind of something that just happened along the way. But my original intention was just literally to share my knowledge, to work with other people as a pro trader, because I'd had the struggles. The thing is, what a lot of people might not know is that I'd had the struggles that everyone else had had, and I know how horrible it can be doing jobs you hate, right? I know that. And God, it is horrible, you know. I sometimes think, if I had to go back into that environment, how would I handle it? I don't even know anymore, you know. But thankfully, there's no sign of that. And the Betfair markets, yeah, they just... I think once you learn it, once you really learn the game and you know what you're doing, the Betfair markets are very reliable. They're very reliable. You kind of know what's going to happen, don't you? You know where the money's going. You know where the trades are going. And you'll have ups and downs, as anyone will in trading, but... I think that's the great thing. It kind of, think of it like driving, or just any skill really, where you start out and you haven't got a Scooby, right? You think you're going to know it, and then you're driving onto a curb, or you're really curb crawling, just scared that you're going to go too close to them. You know, things like that, where you're just not used to it. And then that, like everyone says, it kind of clicks, right? And you're able to do it. And then it becomes second nature. I think that's what Betfair trading does. So it might take you a while. Think how long it took you to drive. Think how much money you spent learning to drive. I need to use this analogy more, because I've not really used this one before. But it's a cracking analogy. Think about that. Anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it there, because I'm blabbering on a lot today. Hopefully you've got a lot from that. That's what I'm all about, as you know. Thanks for the kind words. And thanks for the, again, you know, we get so many comments, people saying, I love the fact you just speak from the heart, and you just speak and just let whatever come out. You know, I think people like that kind of transparency. So it's just kind of what I did and what I do. So it's just nice that people respond well to it, and people just keep saying, keep doing it. You know, whatever you do, we don't want something that's too planned and structured and sounds like you're just reading off an auto cue. You know, you see some of these, I can't stand it. You know, when you see some of these videos on YouTube, and the person, the content might be interesting, but the person is clearly just reading off a computer, right? Really like a robot, you know, like... so when the other trader, etc. And I can't stand it. So I'll always try and do it this way, and I know people love that, and that's great. I'm sure there's people that don't like it, and probably sick of the sound of my voice or seeing my face. But fortunately, you know, I don't get many comments like that anymore. You know, I may used to quite enjoy some of the old comments back in the day. But yeah, I think people are wised up to the fact that, you know, we're definitely who we say we are. Bloody hell. I mean, I think we're closing in. I need to get the date off Ryan, but we're closing in on 10 years. I know that. We're going to have to do something special for the 10-year anniversary, aren't we, of Betfair Trading Community. If you have any ideas, get in touch. info@betfairtradingcommunity.com. What could we do for the 10-year anniversary, you know? Anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it there. Like I said, I could talk all day. Have a great week. Have a great time. I'll be back again with another podcast soon.